Hello and welcome to the Calm Blue podcast, sponsored by NordVPN until the end of the season. If you want to hear more about NordVPN, there's a link in the podcast description and you will hear from them later in the episode as well. I'm your host for this one, Dan Rowlandson. I'm joined by John Townley, back from Bodymore Heath to discuss Aston Villa versus Wolves this Saturday. John, how are you, mate?
Doing well. Thank you, Dan. Really looking forward to the game on Saturday. Good opportunity for us to, you know, start picking up those, one of the five or six wins we need to finish in the top five. And then you're looking at, you know, where are Spurs compared to us at the end of the season. I'm going to like jump straight into it here, but I wrote a piece early on Friday morning, basically talking about the fixture congestion at the end of the season, which could work for Villa, may not work for Villa. Tottenham could have two games in hand when Villa have like four games left to play in the season. So they could have six, that sort of thing. So, yeah, if you could link that actually down in the comments, that would be good. Yeah.
Basically, just I'll put it next to the NordVPN link, John.
Please do. just outlining what is going to happen at the end of the season, because it's all a bit up in the air at the moment. There are a lot of fixtures that need to be rescheduled, different bits. But if Villa can, you know, just do their business in the next, 2 weeks, obviously we play Wolves, then we play Brentford. We have Bournemouth coming up down the line. If we can get through those games at home, we'll be in a decent position to achieve our goals this season. But obviously, we can't look too far forward. Wolves is going to be a very difficult game this weekend. We'll touch on it, but they are without a few players themselves. But they're going to probably play for a draw at Villa, I'd have thought. They're a very counter-attacking team anyway. It'll be a difficult game, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm confident that Villa can get a win, but what would be a really important win as well.
And a great answer to the question, John, how are you? Which I like, but to be fair, I want you to go straight into it because I've got a bit of a sore throat. So let's crack on straight through this. A quiet press conference in terms of numbers at the press of today, you said before we came on air, not loads of questions asked. So what was the main takeaway besides the injury news, which we always do separate? What else was there?
I'm just laughing because when you said how are you and stuff, my answer to that wouldn't change. If someone spoke to me down the road, I would still say something along the lines of like, oh, here are the permutations for Villa to finish in the top four, by the way. It's not on a podcast, it's just not a lot else happening in my life at the moment. By the way, the traffic on the motorway today,
this is what we really want to talk about. Seems bad everywhere. It's Good Friday, isn't it? People are going off on long weekends and stuff.
It usually takes me about half an hour to get to Bodymore because I live kind of south of Birmingham, but yeah, it took me about an hour and 20 minutes today. So I left enough time, and then the press conference itself was brought forward by half an hour. So good thing that I did leave enough time. This should have been the answer to the first question that you asked me, I think.
Yeah.
Press conference. Yeah, it was quiet, not because people didn't make it on time, but just because there's lots of games going on in the championship.
We mentioned the one that it's a weird scenario for us to be filming this preview. It's quarter past five. Yeah. For us, this is coming out on Friday evening. It's obviously Good Friday, which is a football day. It feels like a Saturday, doesn't it? A football day for the EFL, at least, anyway. So this is like us filming a match preview for a Villa game at 5 o'clock on a Saturday when all the other teams are playing, which would be weird. Birmingham City just lost in the last minute to a wonder goal, which is, I mean, however, whichever way you want to dress it up, that's good, isn't it? That's funny.
Yeah, I saw the goal because I had the goals come through on the Gillette, and it was a fantastic goal from Jimmy. I don't know if he's left-footed. I mean, even if he is, you know, outrageous, and he won't be doing that again. That relegation fight in the Championship at the moment is, must be about 8 or 9 teams in it.
Yeah, it's very tight.
You know, I think Blues are actually okay come the end of the season. The fixtures aren't amazing, but
there's a lot. They lose every week, though. I know this isn't a Blues podcast, and I don't want it to be too anti-Blues because we've said a few weeks ago we don't really care what they get up to. But every time I check the results, it feels like they've lost.
Yeah, and you only bring it up because it happened 10 minutes ago as we recorded. Yeah. So, I think they'll probably be all right, and they'll kind of kick on under a new owners, that sort of thing. I don't know what they'll do next season, but I think they'll probably stay up. And then they'll be in their 70,000 capacity new stadium in a couple of years.
Super stadium.
No, on the presser. Lots of people broadcast people, journalists, etc. were at games from the Championship today. So it was quite quiet, meaning that the stuff that we can talk about and, again, the embargo stuff, so the bits that will come out at 10:30 tonight, they'll be on Birmingham Live on Saturday. But the broadcast stuff, there wasn't a whole lot to go at. So it was mainly Unai Emery just talking about different injury bits and, you know, respecting Wolves as well. He spoke a little bit about Tielemans doing well in the international break, but he kind of mentioned that, you know, this is how he's playing for Villa as well. So I think I don't know, maybe you took the question as, because he was asked, you know, Tillemans did very well, how can that help his confidence, etc. But Unai Emery basically answered it as well. Actually, this is how he's been playing for Villa when he's been playing in that position. It's just not every game that you score twice, which is true. You know, two very well taken goals, but Tielemans often is involved in moments for Villa in different games. So yeah, that's a positive. And Ezri Konsa as well. He was asked about him. You know, basically saying that he wants his players to be playing in international football because it helps them grow as people and professionals. And then there was also a question about Duran. Basically saying, you know, did it work last week, in the last game against West Ham? Because obviously he started, you know, kind of in hindsight, what do you make of that, of his performance, or was that the right decision to make? And he just said that, well, actually these players need to practice on the, you know, on the training pitch, but also in games. They're not going to improve as players if they don't play in these games. And I think he did see that as an opportunity to play him because, you know, no McGinn, let's set up differently. More physical player, yes, at the top of the pitch, but also in the penalty box, defending set pieces. You know, in the end, as we know, Villa kind of got away with it, I suppose. You know, clearly handballs in both of them, both of those set pieces that weren't given against West Ham. But yeah, he was, you know, happy with his performance, and he just said that, you know, there needs to be taken experiences, Rodgers as well, those younger players. So yeah, mainly just a lot of respect for Wolves though. So that's the kind of flavour from what was a short broadcast section on the press conference, to be fair.
Yeah, Wolves is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I think we did our season preview, and did we both have Wolves in the bottom three? I think I possibly did.
I think I probably did as well.
But that wasn't an unusual opinion at the time. Wolves had a disruptive summer, lost a lot of players, obviously changed management near the start of the season as well. And I think most people at least tipped them to be in a struggle in the bottom six or seven, maybe. I don't want to say the words that I'm about to say, but if they were to beat Villa on Saturday night and results go their way, they could be seventh and pushing for a Europa Conference League finish this year. So massively surpassed expectations, and Wolves deserve credit for that, to be fair.
Yeah, they've won three of their last five against teams starting the day in the top five as well. So that's, you know, what I would say is, for example, they beat Tottenham. I don't think they won that game against Tottenham without Neto, or I presume Huang was playing, and Cunha. I don't know exactly, but Neto particularly, you know, he's dynamite Neto. He reminds me of a little bit of Gareth Bale without the kind of outrageous, long kind of expectative efforts and whatnot. But yeah, he's a very good player. He won't be playing. Neither will Huang. Cunha
will be probably training, didn't he?
He'll be in the squad, I'm sure. But
yeah,
whether he plays 60 minutes or he only plays 30 minutes, obviously Wolves play on Tuesday, I think, as well. So that'll be in O'Neill's thinking. But actually, they're missing, I've said all of that, but they're missing Greg Dawson, I think, is a big blow for them as well.
Yeah, massive
that. A player who can be a threat. Well, a threat in our box, but also get his head on everything in his own defensive third. So yeah, Wolves like to defend deeper. I think they've caught, and this isn't, you know, a slight at all, because they're doing fantastic, but we have caught the opposition off 135 times, I think, which I think Wolves have done something like 35 times themselves. So, you know, that kind of sums up what's going to happen on the pitch. They're going to be deep. We're going to be playing in their half pretty much. And we're going to have to watch out for their counter-attacks, but without some key players. That does help Villa. They'll probably have Sarabia, Cunha, and I don't know, maybe Lamina on a little bit. I like João Gomes. I think he's a very good player. The Brazil international. He'll be playing probably alongside Tommy Doyle. The fullbacks are energetic. The centre-backs are physical. But yeah, without Dawson, I do think that is a blow. Bellegarde is missing as well, and he's decent. So yeah, Villa have their own issues, as we'll get on to. But Wolves, I think this is probably the, you know, weakest 11 that Wolves are probably going to play in this season. So Villa should be coming in with confidence for themselves, because you know it feels like the start of the end of the season as such. You know, this is now where we really need to show it, and we should take confidence and you know, belief that we are able to do what we want to do. But also, this is a Wolves team that, you know, we can beat this team. And yeah, obviously it's not going to be as easy as that. They're still going to be well organized, and they're going to make it difficult. As I say, they'll probably play for a point. I hope that they can get something on the break. I think O'Neill said that this would be, you know, this is an opportunity for Wolves to have another memorable result in the season. And I think that says a lot about obviously where Villa are, but also the kind of what's up against Wolves without some, you know, key players.
Well, we've done the Wolves injury update. Let's talk Aston Villa players. I know that it's Cash and Ramsey that are the main two. Do you want to just give me the update that Unai Emery gave. Can you give that to me?
Cash, he said, about 2 to 3 weeks. So that was, confirmed earlier in the week, but Emery said it himself now. So yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. I think that probably leaves him, potentially playing, is it the second leg? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so potentially, think, isn't it, leg. Yeah, potentially the second leg against Lille. That's the kind of, where you're looking. But Villa should be able to cope, I think, for that amount of time. If your cash was ruled out for a month or, even longer, I don't know. Obviously, that would be an issue because then we're relying on one right back. I know we have Kessler Hayden, but obviously we don't want to be relying on a young player who hasn't played a Premier League game yet. Kessler Hayden, I'm not too sure. He certainly hasn't started one. I don't believe that he's come off the bench in any games. So, yeah, very inexperienced in the point of the season where we need to count on experience. So, cash is a blow. And I think this was actually, he was kind of coming into his best form of the season, I thought. He played very well against Ajax, very well against West Ham when he came on as well. So that is a blow, but, could have been worse. That's how you'd probably categorise that one. And then Ramsey is back, not fully fit by any means, but I'd, like to think he'd be in the squad at least. Tomorrow, whether he'll start or not, probably not, because he's not going to be, as I say, fully fit. And I don't think Villa want to take any unneeded risks with him as well, because he's had this different niggly injuries with his foot more than anything else. So that, needs to be managed, especially coming into the final knockings of the season. Really, where are we? Like 8 weeks, 7 weeks away from this end of the season, and that will go quickly because we've got a lot of games. We need a full squad. Obviously, we won't have that, but as full as we possibly can. So we need to manage these players. Does Ramsey have to play against Wolves for us to beat Wolves? I don't think so. It would obviously help, but as I say, we've got a lot on our plate coming up. I think we have 8 games in 4 weeks starting from Wolves. I don't think it'll be starting Ramsey, but he should make the bench.
Let's do predicted 11, a little bit of a weird order for this, but as we're talking about changes, I suppose, for Villa with Cash not playing, who I thought has played. You okay there, John?
Sorry.
Cash not being available, obviously, for selection, who I thought has played well in the last couple of games that he's played in. Conte right back, Longley and Powell, or Carlos and Powell, and Dean, isn't it? That's the back four that we're going to be dealing with for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, Moreno or Luke Dean, either or.
I would go Dean, personally.
I would go with Dean as well. And I've been a little bit surprised that he didn't start some of our previous games, actually. I think Moreno, whenever the team sheet's announced, it's kind of one of the ones that you look at and think, oh, Dean's on the bench again. And Moreno's starting. Not that Moreno's a poor player, but on any stretch of the imagination, he hasn't been as effective, I suppose, as what he was last year, probably for different reasons. But he's absolutely more than capable of, putting in a good performance. It's just that Luke Dean, I think, has been so good and so, reliable on that left side for us that it's, a bit of a surprise sometimes when Moreno starts ahead of him, especially because, as I say, we've got lots of games. They're going to chop and change, I presume, now in the coming weeks. But yeah, that should be the back line. I'd have thought Tielemans continues with John McGinn in midfield. I did write something saying, yes, I put something out saying, well, actually, this could be the game for Tim to finally make his first start under Emery in the league. Obviously, started that Norwich game a few years ago under Gerrard. Maybe that was a reaction to watching Tielemans do what he did against England at Wembley. And as Emery said, he's playing like that for Villa. It's just that game was different to any other Villa game, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I'd have thought Tielemans continues with Luiz. I'd be surprised if Tim came in, but, I think it's definitely an option in this game, considering that I don't think there'll be a whole lot of space for the likes of Diaby and to work in. Unless Villa get the first goal, then those players will absolutely be, involved and important to maybe scoring more goals. But I think, I can imagine Wolves sitting in, Tielemans being very useful on the edge of the box, should we say, to try and pick passes and lock their defence. But no, I think, Luiz Tielemans, then further forward, probably Bailey on the right, Rodgers off the left, and Diaby and Watkins.
Yeah, I don't think there's massive amounts of options at this stage of the season that is probably going to pick itself, I think, barring any more injuries.
I think McGinn missing as well. No, he's going to be out for the City game as well. But him not being there limits what we can do, because you can always think, well, can McGinn play higher? Can he play deeper? He's very versatile. Him not being there is clearly a problem. But thankfully, we'll have him back the weekend after. And we'll head to City. City game is going to be tough, I think. Well, obviously, but without some key players, with some holes in the team, it's going to be made that'll be a real task. But yeah, let's just focus on Wolves for now.
Now, you'll have to bear with me, viewers or listeners of the Can't Move podcast. Now, this is our first little sponsored advert section from NordVPN. For the YouTube audience and the audio listener audience, there'll be two different adverts played here. So this is the first time I'm doing it, so do bear with me if there's any kind of weird technical problems. So here's a little bit more information about our sponsors, NordVPN. If anyone wants any voiceover work, then do get in contact after that little ad read for myself there. NordVPN is a very, very useful service, something that we've been given access to in the last couple of weeks to kind of use the product. We have to come on here and talk about it with authority. So we have been using NordVPN and we urge you guys to sign up and use it too. There's a link in the description down below where you can get offers and discount codes and all those kind of things. But this is a very useful service and something that we're all getting use out of. And hopefully you can help support the podcast by visiting NordVPN as well. Away from match day, up next on the Inside Bodymore show, this section will be a little bit self-indulgent, I expect, but just a bit of a forewarning for those that are watching or listening to the podcast over the next week or so. I'm off for the entirety of next week for the first time. I worked out since September 2022 was the last time I had this many days off in a row, which is mental. But I get married next week, so I thought I deserved a bit of time off before and after that wedding day. The content may be a little bit all over the place next week, but we're still trying our best. I'm working very hard this week to make up for next week. So I'd like to say that you won't see much of a difference if you're watching or listening, that there will still be content next week, but it might look slightly different. Obviously, we've got the post-match show tomorrow. We always do a show on a Monday. It's Easter Monday. I am off. So John and I, we'll be recording an episode on Sunday. We will plug that on social media to get questions and things, but there will still be an episode on Monday. We've got something coming out Tuesday that we filmed last week, which was good fun, which was basically guys just sit around and recite old footballers' names. But that was great fun. And I'm in the process of editing that. There'll be a Villa voice notes on Wednesday morning. There'll be a post-match show for Man City, but it will not be the post-match show that you are used to because, John, you're taking the reins, aren't you? Do you want to explain?
Yeah, you don't have to watch that, guys, if you don't want to.
No, they do need to.
Yeah, win, lose or draw, I'll be on here for 10, 15 minutes just by myself. I think I did this before. Did I, Dan?
You did an audio-only solo effort, didn't you, for the Spurs preview? Yeah. No, I had no Wi-Fi.
If we lose, might be 2 minutes. If we win, it might be an hour. I don't know. But yeah, that'll be Thursday, I think, actually, Dan Winnox.
Yeah, because obviously it's a night game. You'll be there, but you'll be logging on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon to record some kind of post-match show just because, you know, we still want to try and deliver as much content as we can. But one, I will not be doing it because I imagine I'll be very hungover that day and won't have probably seen the game. Oh, no, I can already hear the comments now. Why have you arranged your wedding day on the day that Villa play? Yes, just rookie error. But I did book it 2 years ago. So I thought Wednesday nights Villa won't be playing. They're not in the Champions League. How little did I know that 2 years later we almost could be in the Champions League? It's one of those midweek everybody plays Premier League round, which I did not foresee happening 2 years ago. So that's why. But we'll still endeavour to bring as much content as we can. I am back at work from the Saturday. So for the Brentford game, everything will kind of go back to normal. Let's end this show, John, with our predictions for Wolves. Now, we won't go straight into just delivering a scoreline because I feel like we've not talked massively about the game for the last 10 minutes or so. This is going to be difficult, isn't it? This is not going to be an easy game. This is not going to be, Wolves aren't that good and we're at home, so we should be fine. It is a local rivalry. We don't have a great record against Wolves. And despite their injury problems, this is still a game you go into and think, yes, Villa are better, we're higher up in the league and all those things, but this is one that makes my bum twitch a little bit.
No, really. I think, firstly, because our record against Wolves is, you know, dreadful. And secondly, because Wolves are good. You know, as you say, they could, you know, be competing for European football this season, which is certainly not what we expected at the start of the season. Again, I do think that they're missing some key players. Puts Villa, you know, ahead, clearly to be favourites to win the game. But no, it won't be easy because Villa will have to play at the top of their game to win it. That's going to be the same for all the matches now to the end of the season because we're in the business end of it. But yeah, Wolves are very, you know, capable of winning against these good sides. But yeah, without some key guys, as I say, it's just changed the dynamic for them. Only Liverpool, Arsenal and Man City have won more points than Wolves since Christmas Eve, which is quite remarkable. That's like 3 months or so of worth of football. So that's no mean feat there. Yeah, very difficult game, but a game that Villa should be okay in as long as they play to their best level. And I think they will. So I will be saying a Villa victory.
Okay, that's good. West Ham then, last game that we previewed, I went for a 2-1 away win. You went for a 2-2, ended 1-1, of course. You get the point for the correct outcome, but nothing for the scoreline. For Wolves at home, John Townley, what are you going with?
Go with the 2-0 Villa.
2-0, clean sheet as well.
Really don't want to put too much emphasis on them missing some players, but without Neto, without Huang, I was, you know, watching him against Coventry, that forward line will basically be the same, apart from maybe Cunha in the second half or in the first half. I just think if Villa play to their game, which I think they will, because we've had a bit of a break, we're ready to kind of go again. You know, I can see it being a nice afternoon as long as we play well. That's the kind of the caveat. We know what Villa are like when they kind of step off it, or if they give the opponent kind of a leg up or an opportunity, then, you know, it's, you're asking for trouble. But yeah, I'm just confident that we'll play our game, and if we do, I think we'll win.
You're right, this does feel like a good time to play Wolves, you know, with the injuries they've got. Is there ever a better time to beat them? Now is probably it, I suppose. But like I said, I am a little bit twitchy over this one, and maybe I shouldn't be like that. Maybe I should be uber confident. I'm going to go with a win. I'm going to, having said all that, I'm going to go with a win. I'll go 2-1. I still don't see us quite keeping that clean sheet just yet, but I will take, as the cliche goes, any kind of victory, however it comes, because it would be hugely important in kind of setting off our run into the end of the season. Myself and Matt Kendrick will be doing the post-match show tomorrow evening. It's a 5:30 kickoff, so it will be a late one. Kendrick's also recorded a Villa voice notes this afternoon, which will be coming out Saturday morning. But this is coming out Friday evening. Villa voice notes Saturday morning, post-match show Saturday night, Q&A Sunday for Monday, and then I'm off for the week. That's the schedule. Hopefully you've enjoyed this one. If you have, leave a comment down below with your thoughts and your score predictions as well. John, thank you very much for watching. No, thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you all on the next one.